That responsibility is quintessentially the work of universities, calling upon our shared human heritage to invent a new future, the future that will be created by the thousands of graduates who leave here today. Our work is about that ongoing commitment, not to a single individual or even one generation or one era, but to a larger world and to the service of the age that is waiting before. In 1884, my predecessor, Charles William Eliot, unveiled a statue of John Harvard and spoke of the good that can come from the study of what we might call the enlarged life of the man whose name this university bears. Eliot said, "He will teach that the good which men do lives after them, fructified and multiplied beyond all power of measurement or computation. He will teach that from the seed which he planted have sprung joy, strength, and energy ever fresh, blooming year after year in this garden of learning, and flourishing as time goes on in all fields of human activity." In other words, that statue we paraded past this afternoon is not simply a monument to an individual, but to a community and an institution constantly renewing itself. Your presence here today represents an act of connection and of affirmation of that community and of this institution. It's a recognition of Harvard's capacity to propel you towards lives and worlds beyond your own. I thank you for the commitment that brought you here today. I wish you joy, strength, and energy ever fresh. Thank you very much.